Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you and we praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious, wonderful day that you've made. Lord, as we talk about what we must do if we want your power to increase in our life, help us, Lord, to understand how serious a thing this is and how serious it is about winning souls and getting people born into the kingdom of God and getting people that are Christians or any other person healed and delivered from the evil one. Lord, this is really serious business, and that's what we're here for. So, Lord, reveal these truths to us today as we read your word and study your word. May every word that comes out of our mouth bring glory and honor to your precious name. And as the word goes out today, quicken it to everyone's heart that they may learn more about how to walk in obedience to your word so the power that you have would flow through each one of us so you might use us mightily for your kingdom. And we praise you and thank you and worship you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're continuing to talk. Yesterday and today we're talking about foolish talking or these words that comes out of our mouth. And like Matthew 12:37, he said he will literally, 12:36, he said he will absolutely judge us for every idle word that comes out of our mouths. So I think that too many times, too many Christians have too many idle words or coarse joking that comes out of our mouth. I know we make all kinds of comments to people. We say things, we say cutting remarks and things that we should not say. I know I worked in the workplace many years with normal men around maintenance facilities, around building contractors, and all kinds of construction. And it's just absolutely amazing the filth that comes out of some of those men's mouths. And some of those men profess to be Christians. But if they are Christians, they're carnal Christians, and there's absolutely no power from God flowing through their life. They're not winning anybody to Christ, and they're most definitely not getting anybody healed or delivered from the devil. You don't do that when you walk in the devil's world. You know, many people will insist on talking in whatever manner they choose. And some of them prefer their jokes, their foolish jesting, and nonsense to the power of God in their lives. Now, that's a choice you have to make. If you don't want the power of God to flow in your life, or if you don't even know it's available, and most people that are walking in disobedience to God's word, they're so steeped in sin, they don't even know that there is power available to them. Now then, if this is the way you feel, that you'd rather do your jokes and your foolish jesting and your nonsense versus having power, the power of God to flow in your life. Now, if this is the way you feel, God will just have to go on without you. Because I'm telling you, God chose to work through the spoken word of his representatives in this world. When Jesus was here, he said to his disciples, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." What about the words you speak? Does the words you speak have any power or life? Are you leading anybody to Christ? Have you seen anybody saved in the last week, in the last month, in the last year, in the last 5 years? Well, let me tell you, if you have not, you're not within the will of God. We are all supposed to go out and make disciples. Now, if you haven't led anybody to Christ in a week, that's one thing. But if you haven't led anybody to Christ in a month, but for sure in a year, everybody in the church should duplicate themselves more often than once a year. That's for sure. We're not doing very much. But I happen to see the report from a large, in fact, I'll just tell you, it was a Southern Baptist here a few years ago. And I remember there was over 1,100 churches in the Southern Baptist Convention that had not one single convert in a whole year. I don't care if that little church only had 10 or 20 people. It should have had at least one convert in a year. Now, either that pastor is not going out and telling people about Jesus, or the people in that church are not praying, and or all of it, or they're all using too many idle words. So because if you will speak God's word, and you'll be obedient to God's word, you will change people's life. Because God's word never returns to him void. Now, some people will say that joking helps them to forget their troubles. Now, I've heard that story. But Jesus forgot his troubles by relieving the troubles of others. Now, that's where we need to live, because the Lord says he is the example that we are to follow, in him of whom there was no sin. So we're supposed to follow him as an example for our life. Now, James compares this speech coming out of our mouths to water running from a fountain. Because in James chapter 3, he insists that a fountain should give forth the same kind of water all the time, not sweet water part of the time and bitter water part of the time. Then he adds in verse 3:13, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom." In Ephesians 4:29, it's written for us, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying." Isn't it amazing how many different places in the Word of God the Lord had something to say about our words? But words which do not edify are idle words. They're vain words. They're empty. They're unprofitable words. They are wasted words. God gives authority and power to the believer. This is his precious gift to us, and it should not be wasted. Now, Jesus said, "Whosoever..." Now, I don't know how many times in the Word of God that word "whosoever" is used. One of these days I'm going to look that up on my computer and see. But when I read "whosoever," I'm going to tell you that that means me. Now, I don't know if you can think it means you, but it should. So anytime the Word of God says "whosoever," that should mean you and I. And it says, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain..." Now, this was Jesus made this promise to us. Now, if somebody else said this, it would be one thing. But with the King of the universe, I know in him all things are possible. Because Jesus said in Mark 11:23, he said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, in Mark 11:23, this is an awesome, awesome scripture. And this scripture gives us the power to speak with authority, even to the extent of controlling all things. Now, it's the same power Jesus used when he spoke to the wind and the sea and calm the storm over there in Mark 4:39. Now, that's an awesome scripture. When you read that, you'll find right there that the Lord showed us that as a man, we have dominion over storms. We don't have to let those things come over and kill us, because he was a man and he spoke to the storm, and the sea became idle and the wind stopped. But just think about what he said there that we could do. And how do we get it done? By words. Are your words important? They are very important. So you need to make sure that you always speak good words, truthful and holy words. Because in Mark 4 there, as Jesus said, when he commanded the sea, "Peace, be still," and then when the men turned to him and said, "What kind of man is this?" Jesus looked them right in the eye and said, "Where is your faith?" In other words, what he's trying to tell us when he says, "Where is your faith?" He's trying to say, "Why didn't you do it? You have the power and authority. I've given you from the beginning of time dominion over all things." Now then, I realize the enemy got it back. But then, praise the Lord, Jesus got it back for us. So since Jesus got it back for us, all things are now ours. Now, it is the same power Moses used when he spoke to the rock in the desert and the water gushed forth, because that was written for us over Numbers chapter 20. Now, Joshua used that same power when he commanded the sun and the moon to stand still over in Joshua 10, 12, and 13. Now, think about that. That's got to be one of the most awesome things that you can read about in the Word of God. Now, Jesus demonstrated this power when he spoke to the fig tree, because he cursed the fig tree. Look what he said. He said, "No man eat fruit of you henceforth, hereafter, forever," in Mark 11:14. Now, he commanded the tree to die, and it died. It was on this occasion that he expressly delegated this same power and authority to any who believe. Now, isn't that amazing, the power the Lord gave us there? And I'm telling you, we as normal Christians, we allow the enemy to run over us. We allow storms to come upon us, hail to hit our cars, everything else as Christians, when the Lord told us, if we have faith, nothing shall be impossible with us. Next time that you see a hailstorm or a high wind or a storm coming to your place, reach up and get your Bible and find you a promise in it that says you have power over these kind of things, of which there's many, and walk outside with your Bible in your hand and read it to the devil. Command him to stop killing, stealing, and destroying, and if you will believe that with no doubt in your heart, you will have whatever you say, because Jesus said you can. Now, don't you dare go out there and try to do that, because you don't try to do anything in the kingdom. When you take a promise of God, you don't never try to lay hands on the sick to see if they'll get well, because if you do, the devil's going to laugh at you, and they will not get well. But if you go in there and do it God's way, and do it exactly like he said, then he will do great and mighty things for you. And you will see men and women who have God's power in their words. They will be able to speak deliverance from every oppression of Satan. Words that bring salvation for the soul and healing for the body. So praise God. Whatever you do, get out there and preach and teach the Word of God, allowing the Lord to use you and your words to bring mighty, many mighty people into the kingdom of God. Give me a call for teaching tapes, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. You can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. There you can send us an email. We'd like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Come and be blessed. We would love to have you. Also like to invite you to our healing school, the second Saturday of every month. It's at the same location where we have church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. It starts at 1 p.m. the second Saturday of every month. We teach you how to walk in divine health. Come and be with us. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.